This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Environmental Protection Agency says contamination levels are back to what they were before an EPA investigation accidentally triggered a spill of millions of gallons of wastewater. This is the mess that turned some rivers and streams in Colorado a sickly yellow last month. The EPA faces a congressional hearing about this morning. Among those on hand, representatives of the Navajo Nation, which is preparing to sue. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
The San Juan River in New Mexico was one of several affected by the disaster. Jackson Slim Brasi is with the Navajo Nation's Washington office.
The area where the water was contaminated impacted about 215 miles of really the richest farming area in the Navajo Nation.
The EPA apologized for the spill, advising residents not to use the water.
At this time, EPA and other federal agencies are providing livestock, water, and hay to the Navajo Nation in response to the spill.
Jared Blumenfeld is with the EPA and works with the Navajo Nation, but ranchers had to transport the water themselves, and it's a temporary solution.
We can say that the river is back to where it was before the plume hit.
The Navajo Nation has its own EPA, and that agency still isn't convinced. The president of the Navajo Nation has openly encouraged residents not to sign disaster claims forms with the federal EPA. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.